This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, Southern Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Friday, November the 7th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines, South African telecoms group Vodacom is to be listed on the JSE as part of a larger 22.5 billion rand acquisition and unbundling transaction. This was confirmed by shareholders Vodafone and Telkom on Thursday. The deal will also see Vodacom becoming the exclusive vehicle through which Vodafone pursues acquisitions in sub-Saharan Africa. Ghana and Kenya, where Vodafone is already present, will be excluded. Vodacom, which is South Africa's largest network operator, already has a portfolio of operations on the African continent, but has been constrained from pursuing a more aggressive assault on the African market as a result of a previous shareholders' agreement. The Vodacom listing is planned for the first half of 2009. Paper and pulp producer Sappi has reviewed its capital expenditure plans and expects the timelines on some projects to be extended. The company expects demand for its products to fall in the near term and for margins to remain under pressure. CEO Ralph Butcher indicates that all essential and maintenance projects are proceeding, but that there has been a reprioritization of non-immediate projects in line with slowing market conditions. He expects the company's 2009 capital budget to decline by $150 million when compared with 2008. However, he also stresses that the moderation is a reflection of the maturation of the $460 million Sappi Cycle Chemical Cellulose project, which is currently being ramped up to full production. Also making headlines, the IMF warns of a deepening recession in rich countries. Study shows a 15% renewable energy target is financially viable. Nationwide is under formal liquidation. And NERSA expects a renewable energy feed-in tariff by February. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za.